very serious health and safety concern that a stop sign within a road that's marked on a road wouldn't be clearly visible to motorists, particularly at busy junctions and at the exits from housing estates, etc. So I just happened to notice in the last while, during the spell of good weather when I was out and about in Buncrana, that quite a lot of the road markings have either faded or worn completely. And I just thought I would raise awareness about it and ask people to make contact with me if they happen to notice any such markings or any yellow boxes that are faded or completely worn, and I will then get them added to the line-in program.
And you've received a strong response so far. It seems to be a problem across the MD.
Indeed, yeah, it's not just a Buncrana issue. There does seem to be a problem. And look, I mean, I suppose it's easy enough that sometimes these things can be missed and overlooked unless you actually happen to notice it yourself and raise it. We all tend to leave these things to somebody else quite often. But that's why, just from a health and safety point of view, I was very worried about that. And I really, really would encourage anybody that has any stop sign that's faded or worn anywhere to make sure that they notify myself, and I will very happily pass it on to the roads team.
And when the roads team do receive word about this in the lining programme, does it take too much longer then for those to be redone?
Well, our lining is outsourced, so it really all depends on the availability of the company that carries out that work. Obviously, they have lining programs right throughout the county and indeed in various other places. So it can take a period of time, and I did stress that very strongly. I can't guarantee that any of the markings will be relined in the very short term. But if they're not on the program, they might never be done. So at the very least, if we can get them on the program, and the ones that are particularly faded and in very dangerous places would obviously have to be prioritised. But the hope would be that at the very least a good number of them will be done by the end of the summer if they are added to the lining programme now.
So it's all about building that knowledge to the company to know that they're all there instead of, I suppose, urging immediate action?
Exactly, and the lining company will carry out the lining programme as set out by the roads section and each MD. So that's why it's vitally important to get all those jobs added to that programme. And even if they aren't done on this particular occasion when the lining team are back, hopefully they would be done the next time and so on. The lining programme is always expanding. And once a job is on it, it will be done. It's just difficult sometimes to say exactly when it will be done.